All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to an all-new, brand-new Russell Wortham Show coming to you live, commercial-free, from my super-secret back cave. Folks, we're back and back in the middle of greatness. We are 3 weeks from today, we will be going to Money in the Bank in London, the O2 Arena. Man, I am geeked about Money in the Bank. So, we will be talking about primarily Money in the Bank today in the main event. Now, we won't go over the card just yet. That'll be, couple weeks from now, but we will go over the qualifying matches so far. And so there's that. Also, going to do the very first episode of season 4 of Dark Side of the Ring, deals with Chris Candido and Tammy Sitch. And, oh man, that was a trip. It was really sad how that all went down. So we'll talk about that. We'll do some thank yous. But before we do any of that, again, welcome on in. If you're new here, come on in. Kick your feet up. Get something to drink. It is scorching out there. But we press forward. This is your one-stop shop for everything WWE, and let's just get going here. So, this is the introduction, and in the introduction, I basically share with you either something just in general that's going on with wrestling, or something that's going on, in my life, and we just kind of go from there. This week was, wow, it was rough. It was rough. Wednesday, I was just kind of bopping along, doing my thing. And then Wednesday afternoon, I believe it was, I thought, well, let's just see what's on YouTube. So, went on to YouTube and saw that Fightful Select with Sean Ross Sapp had a video saying that the Iron Sheik had died. Like, what? What? I was like, okay, I really don't want to believe that one. So, I thought, well, it's coming from Sean Ross Sapp, person that I respect immensely. But just to double check, I went on to Cultaholic, and Cultaholic said the same thing, is that Sheik had passed away, and I was like, are you kidding me? Now, that's not what I said. That is not what I said at the time. This is a family show. So, for all intents and purposes, I just was like, are you kidding? I've heard a lot over the last few days of people, either social media, interviews, whatever, saying that Sheik was the most hated wrestler, if not of all time, certainly of the 1980s. And I believe that. Now, people booed Roddy Piper. Okay, people booed Ric Flair. But I think that in the back of people's minds, with Piper, he had that boyish, impish smile of his, and it's like, okay, I can't stay mad at you. Okay, I can't stay mad at you. But with Ric Flair, it was how he carried himself, how he carried the World's Heavyweight Championship, and then the big gold belt when WCW broke away from NWA. And so you could tell that meant a lot to Ric Flair. It really did. It was the style. It was the presence. It was the look. I mean, it was just absolutely, amazing to watch that. But Iron Sheik, right? No nonsense. Absolutely no nonsense. Part of the Iranian Army's wrestling team. He defected to the United States just before the revolution in 1979. And then, of course, Sheik went on to have just a great career, primarily in WWE, but also in WCW later on in his life. Hall of Famer, well-deserved Hall of Famer. Go, just do yourselves a favor, okay? Do yourselves a favor. Go and see if you can find the documentary on the Iron Sheik called The Sheik, and just watch it. It is, it's fascinating. It's informative. It's heartbreaking. But it has, fortunately, a good ending, a happy ending. But also go and watch some of Iron Sheik's matches. The guy was jacked. I mean, people say, oh, no, he wasn't. No, you look at Iron Sheik pre-WWE. They were doing their video tribute to Sheik on last night's SmackDown. And boy, that was something. There was one picture. He had some guy in the headlock. And, I mean, he was jacked. I mean, good Lord, he was jacked. I was like, okay, all right. But Iron Sheik, man, this guy was a trip. Now, I know that there have been people on social media and like that have said, well, I don't really like, what happened to Sheik towards the end of his life with, being on Twitter and saying all these outrageous things, and was somebody exploiting Sheik. And I don't know of any of that. I don't know of any of that. But the guy became a cultural icon late in his life because he was on social media, because he was saying some pretty outrageous things. But I don't know. I think people looked at Iron Sheik and thought, this guy is just a really just good guy. I mean, the last time I saw him, it was, I didn't watch the A&E biography of Iron Sheik. I'll go back and do that at some point. But I saw a still of him sitting in a chair, and he was holding on to his cane, and I mean, he just looked frail. Oh, it broke my heart. I'm like, are you kidding? Oh my gosh. And I had no inkling that he was going to pass, but I thought, he's starting to look really frail, and it's just really sad. But the guy, I mean, dude was 81. Sheik was 81. That is a full life right there. So, Godspeed, Sheiky baby. I am grateful that you were here. I'm grateful that you entertained us, that you gave us some great moments. And I think, man, not a tougher guy in the business than Iron Sheik. One last thing, one last piece of, I guess, homework for y'all, and that is go watch the match between Iron Sheik and Bob Backlund from 1983. Backlund was getting bent six ways from Sunday. It was tough to watch. Even now, I'm like, oh my gosh. I mean, he about broke Bob Backlund in half with that camel clutch. But at any rate, so like I said, Godspeed, Sheiky baby. I am grateful that you were here. So that is the introduction. I will be back with the main event, where we will go over the qualifying matches that have gone on so far for Money in the Bank 3 weeks from today over in London. And then we'll be talking about Dark Side of the Ring. We'll do some thank yous, and we will call it another week. I'll be right back.
Time now for the main event.
All right, folks, we are back with the main event. So let's go through the qualifiers that have happened so far for Money in the Bank. So first off, Ricochet and Shinsuke were the first two from Raw. Shinsuke didn't have too much problems with Bronson Reed. That's, I mean, I get it. And I'm thinking, okay, so you brought Bronson Reed back. And, I mean, what are you going to do with Bronson Reed? I don't know. Then you had Zelina Vega versus Lacey Evans. Hey, look, conspiracy theories aside, and I won't get into those with Lacey Evans, but conspiracy theories aside, Lacey Evans is powerful. And I think that she is a force to be reckoned with. They haven't really gone all in on Lacey Evans for one reason or another. But I'm glad that Zelina Vega is getting the opportunity that she deserves. LA Knight versus Montez Ford. People were booing Montez Ford. Now, people were cheering for LA Knight for a while now. But the fact that they were booing Montez Ford, I'm like, let's see, well, Montez Ford, they're booing his wife, Bianca Belair. I wonder what's going on with that. Don't want to read too much into it, but I thought that was very interesting that they were booing Montez Ford. That certainly is an interesting new belt for Roman Reigns. The guy now has a title, just the one title, and it's the WWE Undisputed Universal Championship. Try saying that five times fast. But it's black. It's got gold plating on the front and the sides, and it still has the big W for WWE. That might grow on me. That might grow on me. But it just looked like something that you would win from the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. It was just kind of like, what the heck? Now, this week, last night, on SmackDown, Asuka got brand new championship. And that was, brand new championship. And that was, the gold, but it was with a white strap. I actually dug that. That looked really cool. Here's the problem, though. What's going to happen to Rhea Ripley? What's going to happen to Rhea Ripley's, title reign? She's only been champion since WrestleMania. Are they just not going to have her be a champion anymore? I don't know what's going on with that. So there's that. Becky versus Sonya Deville. It was a good, solid match. Sonya is just really good. She's so talented. Oh my gosh, she is just extremely talented, but she gets jobbed out, meaning she gets the short end of the stick. She is the one that, loses and loses and loses and loses, and I'm thinking to myself, why? I just don't get that. You've got Mustafa Ali versus Santos Escobar. It was a spot fest, and if you've listened to this program, you know what a spot fest is. If you haven't listened to the show before, a spot fest, very simply, very quickly, is you map everything out. We're going here, we're going here, we're going over to this place, we're going over here, we're doing this, we're doing that. And it's just pretty formulaic. Santos won. I was shocked. But it was the right move because Mustafa Ali is down in NXT now. And he's going after the North American Championship that's currently held by Wes Lee. So that was the right move in my opinion. Mia Yim versus Bayley. It was a very short match. Very short match. Is Mia Yim just done? And I hate to say that. I hate to ask that question. But Mia, has she won anytime recently? I can't recall her winning. Maybe she was on like Main Events or Superstars, but I don't know. Pete Dunne versus Baron Corbin. That was also a short match. Pete Dunne wins that match. Io Sky versus Shotzi. And Io won. It was a short match. Yeah, I don't know about you guys. I'm getting over heel Bayley. I'm like, okay, you've been a heel for a few years now. I don't know. So we'll see what happens with that. Bayley ended the match by shoving Shotzi. Or clipping Shotzi off of the ropes, and how Shotzi fell. I mean, her neck hit the turnbuckle. I mean, and it was pretty good smack. I'm like, ooh, you okay? So we'll see what happens. So Io Sky is going to London. So I believe this week we've got some more matches and for qualifying for Money in the Bank. But it's actually been a really, really good, solid first bit of the Money in the Bank qualifiers. Right. I will be right back with Dark Side of the Ring, talking about Chris Candido and Tammy Sitch. Don't go anywhere. All right, folks, the ominous music means only one thing, and that is Dark Side of the Ring. We are in season 4, if you can believe that. Holy smokes. So we start off with this week, and again, we're going to be a little bit staggered, but we've got this week, and this week is all about Chris Candido and Tammy Sitch. Now, we all know about Tammy and her unfortunate legal problems over the last, I'd say, 10 or 15 years now. But we didn't really know much about Chris Candido's life. This guy was a wunderkind. I mean, he really was a wunderkind. He was a guy that just loved wrestling. Just absolutely loved wrestling. Would do anything and everything to get into the business. He would call around. He'd get himself booked on to shows, even if he wasn't even remotely booked on to a show. That's how determined Chris Candido was to the business. And so, I mean, I totally respect that. Natural talent. If you remember watching Chris Candido, I mean, this guy had natural talent to him. He really just did. Charismatic as all get out. And, I mean, that's a powerbomb from the top rope. Come on, man. Come on. It was so good. Unfortunately, Chris had the injuries pile up. And he got in with muscle relaxants to try to help him get through matches. And I mean, he was straight-laced. He was straight-edge, if you will. But he got into muscle relaxants. He got into that sort of thing. And it was kind of a slow downhill from there. it was really cool to see, or rather to hear Tammy Sitch talk about her relationship with Chris Candido. There was that bit where Chris was in WWE and Tammy Sitch, aka Sunny, was having an affair with Shawn Michaels, and so they talked about that, and that was kind of an ick thing, but it was really good to see that they finally went and did a perspective on Chris Candido. Now, here's the problem. Not really a problem. Here's the deal. So, one of the people that, I mean, he is on, if not every one of the Dark Side of the Rings, he's on a lot of them. And I have a ton of respect for Jim Cornette, one of the best podcasters in this business. No problem saying that. But this episode was different. See, other ones, he could kind of just kind of pull back, you know, a smidge, you know, and say, well, you know, yeah, I may have worked with this guy, or, well, I didn't really know too much about this guy. No, he was all in on Chris Candido when Chris was down in Smoky Mountain Wrestling. So, I mean, Jim, I mean, he was full on just crying at the end. It was really touching, and it was heartbreaking. I'm not gonna lie, it was heartbreaking. But through it all, I think that this was really well done, and just go watch Dark Side of the Ring. It's just so well done. Next week, I'll be doing episode 2, which is Magnum TA, and that is going to be an absolute trip, because I saw him just at the very, very, very tail end of his career. So we'll talk about Magnum TA next week. But I'll be right back. One more segment to go, and that is the thank yous, and we'll be right back.
Thank you.
All right, folks, we are back with the thank yous. First of all, big, huge thank you to everybody around the world. I am in 32 countries, folks. Yes, that's right. I am in 32 countries. I'm extremely grateful for that. So if you like what you hear, tell your friends, tell your families, tell your coworkers. Let's keep this thing going. I would love to be able to say at some point that I was in 50 countries, which is roughly a quarter of the world by the end of the year. So we've got 18 countries to go before we hit that milestone. So, like I said, tell your friends, tell your family members, tell your coworkers, and let's just keep this thing going. Also, grateful to Sean Ross Sapp. I'm grateful to Cultaholic for their thoughts on the Iron Sheik. Grateful to the good folks over at Envato Elements for the use of their royalty-free music and sound effects. Finally, I'm grateful to Mr. Craig Smith, the godfather, as I like to call him, of OneStopWrestling.com. Folks, if you want great, and I mean great, wrestling content by fans, for fans of professional wrestling, go to OneStopWrestling.com. We have great, great podcasts. We've got YouTube channels, blogs. We've got articles. We even have a magazine. So go to OneStopWrestling.com. You will not be disappointed. So that's the show for this week. I will be back next week. And till I see you guys next time, this is Russell Wortham. And just like the Beatles saying all those many years ago, love is all you need. I will see you guys next week.